May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1095. Dearest of all the names above, my Jesus and my God, who can resist thy heavenly love or trifle with thy blood? Hymn 1095.
Thank you. may we help to read together from the most holy word of God, from Isaiah's prophecy in chapter 30, the 30th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with a covering but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. For his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be an help nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. The burden of the beasts of the south, into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and the old lion, the viper and the fiery flying serpent. They will carry their riches upon the shoulders of young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, to a people that shall not profit them. For the Egyptians shall help in vain, and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come for ever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as a breaking the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a sherd to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. But ye said no, for we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall ye flee, and we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. At the rebuke of 5 shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on a hill. And therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more. But thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left, ye shall defile also the covering of thy golden, thy graven images of silver, and thy ornament of thy molten images of gold. Thou shalt cast them away as a menstruous cloth. Thou shalt say unto it, get thee hence. Then shall he give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and the bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures. The oxen likewise, and the young asses that ear the ground, shall eat clean provender, which hath been winnowed with a shovel and with a fan. And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue is a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach the midst of the neck, to sift the nations with a sieve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. Ye shall have a song, as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm, with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones. For through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. And in every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps. And in battles of shaking will he fight with it. For Tophet is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large, and the pile thereof is far and much wood. And the breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. May the Lord bless to us a reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer.
O
O most merciful, ever gracious and almighty Lord God, oh, once more thou hast brought us into thy court, thy earthly court here below this little corner of thy vineyard. Oh, unto us each thou hast maintained unto us the very breath that we breathe. Brought us, and can we not say, upheld us even till now. And, O Lord, we're brought into thy courts, and we trust not all that it might be so, with that living desire, so we would see Jesus. Oh, feeling our great need, all that it might be so, our great need as sinners. For truly it is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. Thy compassions fail not. And thy compassions and mercies have failed not even to this moment of time. And O Lord, we are brought into thy courts. Oh, thou hast preserved and kept us, and brought each one through those various scenes of life. And, O Lord, what a mercy it is, as trembling sinners, needy sinners, we trust we have that good hope through grace. And there, through that good hope through grace, there is that one to whom we can go. One that has a feeling for us in all our infirmities, tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Our glorious High Priest, our Advocate with the Father, the man Christ Jesus. Oh, that one, that same dear man that in heaven now reigns, that, when we read, in that hymn, and did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies, stoop down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise. Thou didst, and when thou wast here upon the earth, thou wast seen eating with publicans and sinners, not ashamed to call them brethren. And so, Lord, we come, even this day, with nothing in our hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling. Naked come to thee for dress, fouler to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. But those words, thy dying words, and is it not our comfort? To us poor trembling sinners, unworthy of the least of thy mercies, but what many mercies we've received. But thy dying words, it is finished. Nothing more to pay, the whole sum is cancelled. Oh, what a mercy. And unto our soul as we journey on in this vale of tears, often sin bitten, we have to go again and again, pleading for Jesus' sake, looking alone unto Jesus, that one raised high upon the gospel pole. And like it was with the children of Israel in those days of old, that brazen serpent raised high, all that looked lived, those that were bitten, all that looked lived. And so, O Lord, again and again, and even this day, all that might be amongst Each of us here, but Lord, thou knowest the heart. Ah, to be looking alone unto Jesus. To look again, oh, like a Jonah of old. Oh, what billows passed over his head, and oh, we know it was in a path of disobedience, and Lord, thou knowest our hearts also. But there, oh, look again. Oh, look again. And ah, there was hope. There was hope. And so, Lord, as we're brought into thy courts, we cannot say we've been without sin. Oh, since the past Sabbath day, not even the past moments of our life. Sin mixed with all we do. Ah, to look again. And so, Lord, thou knowest how one or another has come into thy courts. Perhaps they've come into thy courts with Satan at their right hand to resist them. Turning the accuser of the brethren. That door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that are knocked by the way. And even this day, the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. And ah, we think upon that stream of mercy, or do we not have it recorded in thy word? It's not just to the ankles, not just to the calves, not just to the thighs, but waters to swim in, waters that cannot be passed over. That ever-flowing stream, oh, there it flows even this day. And those trees that grew upon the banks of that river, oh, what manner of fruits they bore for the healing of the nations, for the healing of thy people. Ah, there is a sufficiency, oh, and there will be a continued sufficiency. No, the fullness resides in Jesus our head, that ever abides to answer our need, our need as sinners. But also those needs in the pathway. And O Lord, thou knowest also each one's path as they gather this day. Ah, the varied paths, trials, tribulations, distresses, perplexities, afflictions are all known to thee. What a mercy it is that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to those that accord according to thy eternal purpose. Though at times we have to cry like one, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Ah, those various paths, tried paths, things hard to be understood. Oh, all things. Ah, and we have to prove that our thoughts are not thy thoughts, neither are thy ways our ways. But ah, may it be amongst them those, Lord, thou knowest. Is it not the trial of our faith, our trial? Is it not? We have much dross and tin to consume. As it needs be. Oneself, we feel it so, as it needs be. Does it not bring us once again to thy feet? Those trials, those tribulations. Do they not give new life to prayer? Or may it be so then this day. That which gives new life to prayer. We need those stirrings up. And so, Lord, in the midst of all those trials, tribulations, afflictions, difficulties, we read in Psalm 107, do we not? Then they cried unto the Lord. Then they cried unto the Lord. Oh, may there be a pouring out of the heart before thee. Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles. Oh, we do not read, thou didst leave them in those troubles. We do not read, thou didst desert them in those troubles. The Lord answered. And so, Lord, may it please thee, or may we get those answers given. Those, oh, sweet answers of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, in the midst of troubles, difficulties, afflictions, trials, Lord, thou knowest. And so, Lord, thou knowest the path then of every one gathered here, from the youngest here to the oldest. And Lord, thy word declares, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And thy word also declares, we plead it, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Oh, how unworthy we are, but what a gracious God thou art. And oh, that word also comes to mind, and oh, what a mercy it is. As a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Oh, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? Oh, thou dost. Even this day, oh, thou dost grant those comforts. Lord, may it be then this day. Those comforts from thy word, oh, thy word made a bless, oh, thy word, that we may hear thy voice. For only thou canst speak comfort into our very soul. And so, O Lord, may it please thee by the blessed Spirit, comfort the hearts of one or another with thy word. Send none empty away. Lord, we come with all our needs and all our desires, and perhaps it is with those wishes which seem so weak. But Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Oh, there might be then that waiting on, that patient waiting for thy appearing. Lord, thou knowest how impatient we are by nature. But oh, there might be, even as thy word, be still. And know that I am God. Oh, we cannot be still and of ourselves. But I speak the word only. If thou dost speak the word, if thou dost give peace, who then can make trouble? And so, O Lord, comfort the hearts. Draw near. Make one with us, we plead. And oh, if it could please at the end of the day, there might be like those two upon the Emmaus road. They might constrain thee to abide with them. And oh, those two there, as they journeyed, they constrain thee to abide with them. Their hearts burned within them. And they constrain thee to abide with them. And thou didst break the bread of... Oh, was it not? When thou didst break bread and bless it, then their eyes were opened. Oh, that bread of life. Sir, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. Oh, they were satisfied with thy goodness. They rejoiced. They rejoiced. Oh, it's not a fleshly rejoicing. It's a rejoicing in the Lord. And so, Lord, remember each one. And Lord, each one that gathers here, and there have been those, and we think especially upon them even this day, those babes. One here, been in hospital in recent days and raised up again, strengthened. Lord, do go on to be gracious. Or may it be in these things, O Lord, a voice unto us. Sanctify these things to us, O Lord. Each and every one that looks on, the dear parents and the grandparents and the members of the family and each one, Lord. Raised up, Lord, do remember them, we plead, and we thank thee for these mercies. But, Lord, there are those also, we think upon our own dear daughter-in-law and our dear little granddaughter. In hospital even this day. Lord, do we please to remember that we plead. Lord, thou art not confined to place or means of or mode. We've proved, this poor sinner has proved it so. And have we not, some of us, proved it so? The most unlikely places we've received a blessing. Thou hast made, the rivers of water in a barren place, in a dry place. And so, Lord, do remember how we plead in the dear little one. Grant wisdom to each one that deals with the cases. Lord, any others, we plead for them, maybe in a hospital bed this day. Lord, all our times are in thy hands. All events are at thy command, and not a single shaft can hit till the God of love sees fit. But, Lord, do guide the hands and guide the thoughts of those that have their cases in hand. Lord, we have to say, and Lord, enable us to say in all these things, thy will be done. Make us submissive to thy will. But, Lord, do we not prove, have not some of us proved it so? That God moves in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. But all thy never-failing skill. Those thoughts of peace. Lord, enable us then to fall into thy hands. And those with such cases also, to commit the way unto thee. Lord, we plead. But Lord, remember those, the parents of families. Lord, those gathered here, undertake for them. Grant them those encouragements in this day in which we live. Oh, what dark and evil days we live in. But, Lord, thou dost reign in Zion, thou art king there. We may see evil men and seducers waxing worse and worse. The spirit of Antichrist, how strong it is. And yet thou art king in Zion, thou would abundantly bless her provision. And satisfy her poor with bread.
Do remember then the parents and families, those with families, Lord. Oh, grant them those helps and those encouragements in the way. Lord, keep the dear young ones. Hedge them about. And oh, may they prove also like we trust some of us here, we can say now, kept by the power of God. Kept by thy power. Oh, nothing else could keep us. We can look back. Oh, can we not, some of us, we can look back through to our childhood and youth and young manhood. And it was, we acknowledge it, kept by the power of God. And so, Lord, do keep them by thy almighty power. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. And oh, may they prove like we trust some of us proved. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Remember those also that have been brought through those busy scenes of life. Oh, the carking cares, the trials of the way. And oh Lord, ah, the times we walk in darkness and have no light. Yet, oh, may we stay upon our God, trust in the Lord and stay upon our God. For we read in thy word, at evening time it shall be light. And so, Lord, maybe those trials and difficulties in the way, carking cares, heavy burdens, but cast on me thy every care. Oh, hold thou me up and I shall be safe. Lord, remember them, we plead. And remember those in the even time of life. Lord, undertake for them. As they feel the mud-walled cottage shake and heart and flesh begins to fail. But those everlasting arms underneath them, may they continue to prove them. Grant them those tokens for good, those tokens of thy special care. Lord, revive thy work in their hearts. Lord, perhaps they feel that, perhaps one or another, even this day, revive thy work in the midst of their years. Perhaps there's that desire. The years have gone on. The days fast hasten on. We see eternities before us. We see the day approaching. Revive thy work in the midst of our years. In the midst of our years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. Lord, revive thy work. Lord, thou knowest, and we plead, and those in hospitals, those in their own homes, detained through age and infirmity or whatever it may be, sickness. Go to them where they are even this day. Oh Lord, undertake for us each. Oh, leave us not come short at last. We not see that day approaching. Some of us, we realize those days of our lives fast hasten on. Oh, prepare us each for that day. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. For thy spirit must a work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Leave us not untouched. The work is thine, the power is thine. Oh Lord, may we not be found in that day when the bridegroom shall appear, like the five foolish virgins, without any oil of grace in our lamps. Prevent it, Lord. Stir up, Lord. Oh, leave us not to be resting upon anything of self. It must be Christ and Christ alone. Oh, may there be that cry in the heart, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lord, save me, I perish. Ah, lift up out of that miry clay and set our feet upon a rock, the rock Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, thou knowest the hearts of each one from the youngest here to the oldest. Lord, thou knowest some as we can look back to that time when we spent our time looking at the clock. Long for the time to be over and to go out. We trust, now our ear has been brought to the doorpost. May each one's ear be brought to the doorpost. May we each be found amongst those whom thou hast loved from all eternity. Yea, I've loved thee with everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness, I've drawn thee. It's by thy power, electing love. And so, Lord, thou knowest how we're found. Lord, do then remember us, we plead. Leave and unt, to go empty away even this day. Lord, remember us also as a land and nation, how guilty we are. We had sin to sin and abomination to abomination. Turn us once again and we shall be turned. Lord. We know not how to pray, but Lord, break their heart, the hard hearts of our leaders. Show them what they ought to do. Thy day is desecrated and thy word is trodden underfoot. But and as we see the spirit of Antichrist, may we not court men's smiles nor fear their frowns. May we be kept, faithful, in that day when we may yet have to answer, to speak before men. But, Lord, hold thou me up. It must be so. We cannot hold ourselves up. We cannot cast a stone at Peter where, there he had a great zeal. Then, in a moment, he did not know his own heart. How soon, before the cock crow thrice, thou wilt deny me. And so it was. Thou knewest his heart, and thou knowest our hearts also. But what a mercy it is, like it was with dear Peter. I pray for thee that thy faith fail not. And so, Lord, in this evil day, keep us, Lord, we plead. But Lord, help us now. Lord, thou knowest how I feel to need that help. Undertake for me. Empty vessel. But it might be that vessel made fit for the Master's uses. They pour in that we may pour out. It might be to the comfort and help and encouragement of one or another even this day. Lord, we plead for it. Grant help then unto one another as they find the hymns and give them out. Grant them also those sweet encouragements we plead. But Lord, help us eat. Pardon and forgive our many sins, our shortcomings and our failings. Receive us graciously, and we plead thy precious blood. We plead the finished, that law, the satisfied law. And thy name is above every name. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn number 13. God's mercy is forever sure. Eternal is his name. As long as life and speech endure, my tongue this truth proclaim. Hymn number 13.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we'll try to speak a few things as enabled from the chapter in which we read, Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 30, and the 18th verse. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. The 30th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy, verse 18. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Ah, the word of his grace. Precious word, is it not? To us we trust, that has been like we've been, and we still are, like the chapter begins. Rebellious children. Oh, we were rebellious and we are rebellious still, but there was that time when we were outside of the secret. And we still walked according to the course of this world. Oh, when troubles came upon us, where do we go? We sought for those various remedies elsewhere, the strength of our own arm. We went down into Egypt for our help. But we trust, and all is the one that is still resting in self. Oh, you feel you have much wisdom and might of your own. We do not seek to bring any into or seek wrong things upon people, but may you be brought to that place of wit's end. Cannot some of us say we rejoice when there was that, the Lord took us in hand? Blessed be his holy name, he took us in hand, brought us to wit's end. Our wit's end. The flesh won't like it. Your old nature won't like it. Rebel against you. You'll be like the bullock, unaccustomed to the yoke. When the Lord begins that work in your heart, as it was in mine. But to be brought, rebellious. We were rebellious. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Who can know it? Like we read in Ephesians, do we not? That portion, I believe the Lord so blessed to my soul. May I have spoken of it before, but it comes to mind now. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Rebellious. Walking according to the course of this world. Children of disobedience. So we were. The Lord wrought in our hearts that good thing. That which we could not work for ourselves. I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Was it not through terrible things in righteousness? I believe in my own heart it's been so. I believe there are those that know of it also. And the Lord takes in hand, Is it not that correcting hand brought under the law, that schoolmaster to bring us to Christ? Ah, terrible things in righteousness. Ah, did we not quote that hymn this morning or in prayer, and it came to my mind also in the week. Dear old Cowper. Dear old Cowper. Ah, terrible things in righteousness. I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? What a mercy it was. Ah, have we had our own way, we'd have things different a bit. Ah, can we not say we bless the hand that took us and guided us even for those things. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. And it's often like Cowper in hymn 320, is it not? God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep in unfathomable minds of never-failing skill, he treasures up his bright designs and works his sovereign will. Ah, he does. Ah, therefore will the Lord wait. Ah, wait to be gracious. But oh, how much of a stripping work has need to be done with some of us. And oh, blessed be his holy name, is done through those times of trouble and trials and afflictions. The times of difficulties, the perplexities. Oh, like we said a little earlier, the flesh dislikes it. But faith will approve it well. Ah, it will. Ah, oh, can we not say some of us, the Lord's mercies are not consumed. The Lord dealt with me in such a way, ah, I felt that word upon my spirit afterwards. It is the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. His compassions fail not. Ah, oh, rebellious. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, that cover with a covering but not of my spirit. Ah, and some of us, did we not try to work out our own righteousness, patching up that inglorious robe? Ah, was it not adding sin to sin? Ah, rebellious. The Lord began that work and made us cry. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Save me or I perish. Ah, oh, were we not, and this poor sinner, we were brought to see that all that we're wrought and we're working in ourselves, in that great and awful day. We should be seen just as we were. Foul. Undone. Wretched. Hell deserving. But we were not left there. Blessed be his holy name. Oh, if there's those here that may the Lord work in your hearts also. Are you patching up your own inglorious robe? If you're one of the Lord's people, we will deal with you. Ah, the Lord deals with the wicked, but is in wrath. But he with his people is in covenant love. Terrible things in righteousness. Ah. Moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. And at times it feels me like that. Ah, the
storm that comes upon us, the Lord has permitted it. As a storm that the Lord has permitted has come up against you. You're toiling and rowing, your strength is decaying. What a mercy. Then they cried unto the Lord. Then they cried unto the Lord, as he said, I believe in prayer, to be brought to wit's end. If you look up wit's end in the dictionary, I believe it speaks like this, no strength of your own anymore. Cannot work anything out for yourself. Brought to that place, and it must be so. Lord, undertake for me. If we brought into the house of God, then I believe it will be so. Sir, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. There'll be that waiting for his appearance. Blessed be his holy name, he will appear. He will appear. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. Why does he make you wait? As we said, that stripping. How much he needs. We need much to be stripped from us. We hang on to a little self, or do we not? It's not easy to bring, we cannot bring ourselves down to wit's end. But the Lord will. He waits to be gracious. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted. He will. Then there will be that exalting of a precious Christ. It brought to mind, when the Lord dealt with me through affliction. Then it was, he was exalted. Wit's end. That rebellious one brought to his feet. And as I said, in my own case, it was through affliction. The Lord knows how to deal with you as he dealt with me, and it will be he's sovereign in his dealings. Maybe through those trials in the way, those difficulties in the pathway, those crosses and losses in the way, those things which are hard to be understood, are they not? Cannot some of us prove now they've been profitable unto us? And we trust in those, as we said a little earlier, did we not? Then there'll be that praise unto him. This poor one, through affliction, he crossed all my schemes and brought them to nothing. I thought I'd committed the way unto the Lord and sought the Lord's help. And yet there was a putting of my own hand to the thing. Sort of put schemes and plans into place. And we sought it not of the Lord. We thought we did, but there was a going down into Egypt. Going down into Egypt. We trust we prove there. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. If you're trying to do that which is against which the Lord has begun the work in your heart, you're trying to do something for yourself, as it were, to steady the ark. He'll deal with it. He'll bring it to nothing. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And ah, the Lord dealt with me. It was both in providence and in grace. In the providential pathway. The temporal path frustrated everything at every turn, it seemed. That gourd that I was brought to rest, I thought I was resting under, there was a worm sent to bring that gourd down to nothing. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious. Oh, there will be that waiting, a patient waiting for his appearing. And so as the Lord brought to nothing those things that I'd schemed, then there's that patient waiting. I believe it's wrought in my heart. In the early days there was that which went against, there was that wrong spirit that rose up, and even an angry spirit against the Lord's dealings. But then, trust then the Lord, enable me to fall into his hands, into his kind care and keep. The Lord appeared. He waits to be gracious. And we said a little earlier, unto those whom, we read in the Word of God, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. The wicked may be at times they confess sins, but they soon return to those things. There's nothing lasting there, but if the Lord has begun that work, he will break your heart of stone. He'll give a heart of flesh, new and living desires. It must be so, and it will be so. Therefore will the Lord wait. That heart of flesh, that little spark of living faith. I believe you'll be brought like those disciples of old. We read concerning many that where they were offended at the word of the Lord, they turned aside and no more walked with him. But that remnant, that little company there, did they not say, to whom can we go? To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And so there'll be then that wrought in your heart. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Will not let thee go. As we said, the ear bore to the doorpost. There'll be that desire to come up to the house of God to hear what the Lord might speak. There may have been that trembling under the word. But such is that wrought in your heart. I will go up to the house of the Lord to hear what the Lord might speak. He'll give you that grace sufficient to wait. We cannot do these things of ourselves, as we said. How impossible it is for man to wait in and of himself. He's got a very, his nature is totally opposite to that. But there'll be that waiting daily at his gates, at the post of his doors. And so, the time hastens on. But what path are you brought into then? Is that path, that difficult path? A very tried path, a path of affliction, a path of trials. We read, it is through much tribulation we shall enter the kingdom. But deep in unfathomable minds of never failing skill, he treasures up his bright designs and works his sovereign will. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy and shall break. in blessings on your head. Oh, I believe dear old Cowper knew those days of darkness. Ah, oh, days of darkness and distress are our portion here below. But ah, according to his word also, for he hath said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Ah, if he has loved thee with everlasting love, and I believe it's through that everlasting love he's drawn thee. I've loved thee with everlasting love, therefore loving kindness I've drawn thee. Ah, if you're brought in such a place, oh, with that tender heart, bowed down at his feet, with that wrestling prayer, ah, oh, that's not of the flesh. That's not of the flesh. It is our love. I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness have I drawn thee. As we said, ah, oh, it may be by those terrible things in righteousness. The Lord is sovereign. Ah, oh, his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not, ah, oh, your thoughts or my thoughts also. But ah, ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy and shall break. In blessings on your head, or to judge not the law by feeble sense, but trust him for his grace. Behind the frowning providence, he hides a smiling face. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Ah, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. At evening time, even time, it shall be light. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy cometh in the morning. But ah, unbelief. Lord, I believe. Perhaps that's your cry in the midst of that trouble, in that distressing path. May have read this word this morning. Therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted that he may have mercy upon you. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Ah, the last verse here. Blind unbelief is sure to err, and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. And ah, we trust some of us, prove that also in the midst of troubles. It was the Lord's work. It was the Lord's doing. And these things can we not say they were marvellous in our eyes? Oh, I may have said it before, but I say it again. And oh, we say it to his honour and to his glory. But oh, when the Lord dealt with me, brought things to naught, and those things which I thought I'd done, but it was only the strength of my own arm, went down into Egypt. There's not that casting of the care upon him, not that, how often we lay those things before him at his feet and we take them away again. But he waits to be gracious, wit's end then, brought to wit's end. And you fall into his hands, into his kind care and keeping. And so I believe it was with me that day. I entered hospital and, may have spoken of it before, but it comes again, and is it not a wonderful word? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Nothing of self there is, but everything in Christ.
The sinner's friend has everything here that you need. Oh, poor trembling sinner, poor weak worm of the earth that cannot lift themselves up. Fear thou not. Oh, that worm Jacob. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Ah, these blessed shells and wheels of Jehovah, and I believe this word went with me that day. No strength in myself. Ah, all works brought to nothing. Falling into his hands. Oh, Lord, do what seemeth thee good. And I felt even that day, whether living or dying, it shall be well. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. The eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Be not dismayed. The Lord knows our weaknesses, does he not? Oh, he knows our weaknesses, knows our feeble frame, he remembers we are but dust. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God, I will strengthen thee. And oh, what a mercy is when we prove it. Oh, what a mercy is when we prove it. Oh, then there will be that song of praise. He will be exalted. Oh, he will be exalted. I believe you've been able to praise God, then from whom all blessings flow. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Oh, that poor, weak, trembling one, then. Wit's end. No more strength left, no more wisdom or might. Oh, worm Jacob, Jacob have I loved. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee. Ah, when we think of worms, they're in the lowest place, aren't they not? Are they not? In the dust of the earth. Oh, humbled under the mighty hand of God, that worm Jacob. Humbled under the mighty hand of God. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness, not yours. Oh, that old filthy rag, take it off him. Oh, that royal robe, to be brought through the end of that trouble, brought through that trouble and be brought to see that robe which Christ hath wrought. That which is without spot. Ah, for we need it in that day, in that great and awful day. We shall need it. It's before each one of us. When we have to appear before the judgment seat of God. Ah, wit's end. Oh, what a mercy it is. You've been brought to wit's end. May you be brought to wit's end. Ah, the right hand of his righteousness. Ah, what a mercy. Oh, we need that preparation for that day, do we not? But I want to be found in that day, clothed with his righteousness. Oh, how solemn it would be if we're found with anything of our own still. We should be seen exactly as we are. A hell-deserving sinner in all our imperfections. But I am that day. The right hand of my righteousness. That neither a spot or a shadow of a spot upon our soul to be found. Ah, oh, blessed be his holy name. Oh, if the Lord has begun that work, then, oh, as we say, the flesh dislikes it. The flesh rebels against it. But ah, there will be that time rejoicing. Oh, I trust it was with this poor one that night in the hospital. I believe the Lord revealed to me there that which he had wrought. That which he had wrought, I saw precious Christ.
Oh, that one that stands between. Oh, we ever need that one to stand between us. Oh, with garments dyed in blood, his own heart's blood. But all the time must have gone. Oh, as we see, the time has gone. Fear thou not. Oh, worm Jacob. Oh, in the midst of trouble, fear thou not. Ah, the Lord will be, he will wait, that he may be gracious. And therefore will he be exalted. Ah, there'll be unto you then a name which is above every name. Or will, I believe then, we'll see him as precious indeed. And you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Oh, is he not? Can not some rejoice? Ah, oh, poor trembling worm, you will be also. You've been able to... we know we cannot sing his worthy praises here below in that way which we will in eternity. But, I believe you've been able to sing his worthy praises, and all may it be so. Oh, that time of love will come. When thou shalt clearly see, not only that he shed his blood, but he shall say for me. Oh, to be able to say, oh, is there one then longing for that? He will be gracious. Oh, that you'll be able to say, it was for me, he died for me, he died that I might live. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. And you read those verses that follow on from that. Oh, the blessings. Ah, the blessing of the Lord which maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. And as we may have said a little earlier, but we say it again now, you will know then that peace of God which passeth all understanding. But we have to prove it again and again, do we not? As we felt in the early part of the week and felt on the past day, fresh troubles, fresh trials. But he waits to be gracious. Fresh difficulties, fresh afflictions, those things, whether it is in your own personal life or in families or whatever it is, he waits to be gracious. Though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, can we not? We trust now as those days have gone on, since that time when the Lord made himself known. And in these things, when the Lord brings us into those places again, it's in love. It's to keep it at his feet. To keep us in that right place, but is it not we see then, the Lord's dealings, his leadings and teaching of us, the teachers, and yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more. But thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. This is the way. A tried path, a troubled path, afflicted path, distressed path. But when the Lord is with, when he draws near, and I trust in this poor one in the past days has been a drawing near. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. This is the way. Walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. For he hath said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. But do we not read at the end of Matthew's gospel? I believe it's there. Great comfort, is it not? Before he rose again, victorious from the dead,
before he rose again victorious from the dead, before he ascended unto his Father. What did he say unto his disciples? Lo, lo, I'm with you always. Ah, whatever that path, the Lord's permitted it. You're in the Lord's hands. Oh, dear old Job, I often think concerning Job, what a portion that is there for our comfort. Ah, what a path he has brought into there. But there he could say, he felt the Lord, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Connections last Lord's Day were £650, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Burgess will address the Sunday school this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Adrian Pickett, and God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach on Friday evening, and we do not know yet whether Mr. Raymond Woodhams will be able to come next Lord's Day. He is seriously ill and has asked me to telephone him during the week. Let us close with hymn 249. O love divine, how sweet thou art! When shall I find my willing heart all taken up by thee? I thirst and faint and die to prove the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. Hymn 249.
pleased to bless that which is of thee. O Lord, may make it unto one or another thy word. Ah, that portion that their feverish soul desires. That portion which will last them for time and for eternity. Lord, thou knowest. And cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard or seen amiss. And do be pleased to come up with us again at the evening hour if it could please thee. Lord, thou knowest we feel the need that help. Ah, may we each prove my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And so, Lord, remember us each, we plead. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.